Hello and welcome to another edition of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Emma, I see you've got some exciting news about a new partnership in the Highlands and Islands.
Yes, Daniel. Hybrid Air Vehicles and the Highlands and Islands Transport Partnership have announced they're working together on 6 Aylander 10 aircraft.
Right, so what exactly are they planning to do with these aircraft?
They want to develop a full business case for commercial operations of Aylander 10 inches, the region for both passenger and freight services.
I see, so they've already reserved production slots for 6 of these aircraft.
Exactly. This is a significant step forward in their commitment to decarbonised air services in Scotland.
What makes the Aylander 10 so suitable for this region?
Well, it's an ultra-low emissions aircraft that can carry 100 passengers, or 10 tonnes of freight, with up to 90% fewer emissions, compared to similar aircraft.
Wow, that is so cool, and it can take off and land with limited infrastructure.
Yes, that's right. That makes it perfect for remote and island geographies like the Highlands and Islands.
What's the timeline for this project?
They're aiming to begin commercial operations as soon as the business case is complete. Hybrid Air Vehicles has also announced significant progress toward full-scale production by the end of this decade.
And the government is supporting this through the Sustainable Aviation Test Environment.
Yes, the SAET project has already demonstrated the feasibility of using low-carbon aviation technology in the region.
What are the potential benefits for the region?
This project could improve connectivity, boost tourism, and make it easier for people to access public services while helping to achieve the region's net-zero air transport goals by 2045.
So it's a win-win for both the environment and the local economy.
Absolutely. The CEO of Hybrid Air Vehicles, Tom Grundy, said they're excited to take this step forward with HITRANS as a visionary partner.
And what about the production side of things?
Hybrid Air Vehicles has a flagship production site in South Yorkshire, with support from the City of Doncaster Council and South Yorkshire Mayoral Combined Authority.
That's quite a big commitment from both companies.
Indeed, it's clear that both Hybrid Air Vehicles and HITRANS are serious about making this project a reality.
This really does sound like a game-changing air transport service.
It certainly is, and it's just the kind of innovative project that the Northwest Aerospace Alliance is all about.
Thanks for the update, Emma.
You're welcome, Daniel. And remember, you can subscribe to the Aylander newsletter for exclusive updates at hybridairvehicles.com.
That's a great tip. Thanks for joining us on the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Goodbye.